Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, he was awesome. I mean, he really was. I had referenced earlier, there was a game 15 or so years ago, Reggie Evans won a playoff game for the Sixers. Shake Milton did win a playoff game in 2021 for the Sixers. And I think Danielle Marshall might have pulled one out randomly.
I feel like that's correct, yeah.
But I don't think it was like 6 3-pointers.
No.
I mean, Batum did a lot. It wasn't like a shot. It was a lot.
And it was all like one after another.
It was.
It's just like... It was a barrage.
It was something. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on a very exciting 76ers win last night. Let's talk to Ed right now. Life advice with the hammer in about 10 minutes. Good morning, Ed.
Yo, Joe, how you doing, buddy?
I'm excited, Ed.
I get it. They won the game, man. That's a good thing. They're not going anywhere, brother.
Well, we'll see. I hear you, and you may be right. You know, you certainly may be right. Time will tell. I will tell you my poll result, me personally, and my more encouraged or discouraged, I would say discouraged because of the Embiid thing. I think he's injured. And, you know, if they can't get that right quick, I think it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, I don't know if he's injured, but I'll tell you what. They only won by a point, and that's just because Jimmy Butler got injured. I mean, when you look at it, everybody's saying, how, oh, Maxie didn't play well, but he had the opportunity to play the whole game. Jimmy Butler? No, not really. So I can't see if the Knicks are the same as the Heat, if not better.
Jimmy Butler still played 40 minutes,
John,
guys.
He couldn't move.
Oh, he did move. I watched
John.
Him move.
He got so much worse as the game went
At
on.
At the end of the game, he was limping off the court.
Bad.
While he was playing, he looked all right.
He looked all right
you,
in the second
it's an
quarter.
MCL, and that hurts.
Second
it
quarter, Jimmy hung in there. By the fourth quarter, he had nothing left. He had nothing left.
Okay. I'm saying – everyone who's chalking this win up to, hey, the Sixers got it just because Jimmy's hurt, I think that's unfair. I do think that there's a lot more to it than that. And there's a lot more to it than Batum bailed us out. Yes.
Not
we
that
needed
much
to
more.
Shoot.
Not too much
we
more,
needed
man.
To shoot to get them out of that zone, and we were not shooting in right. the first half. That's the big difference right there.
All right,
Nick Batum made the shots that we couldn't make in the first half.
Ed, give me a great answer here for a French connection in honor of Nicolas Batum.
Yeah, no worries. And I'm not saying they won just because Jimmy Butler either, man. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, I just feel like I've heard that a lot today. It
well,
feels like
it,
Joe is
my
saying
My point
that.
Is it helped a lot. Not a little. It helped a lot.
I'll say it. I think if he stays healthy, they lose the game. Like,
I do,
flat
too.
Out.
I
yeah.
do, too. All right, Ed, give me a French connection.
Hey, let's go with the Magna Carta.
The Magna Carta was British. So, right? I mean, I'm pretty, yeah, it was British. Yeah, so hold on a second.
It was
here.
King John, for sure. But
all right, so here's the deal.
Get some facts and come
but
back
I'm
and
sure
see.
It had to do with France in some way.
No, it was British.
It was only British?
Yes,
Magna
the Magna Carta was British. I'm like 99%.
All I know is King John and 1215. That sticks out to me.
Yeah. 1215 does stick out.
Right? Doesn't that stick
that's
there?
No, no, no. 1215 was... Oh, no,
that's the Magna Carta. 1066 is William the Conqueror.
The Battle of Hastings.
Yeah, William the Conqueror.
Yes.
1215.
Correct. Correct.
Magna Carta.
All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right. First poll question. After last night's Sixers game, are you more encouraged or discouraged about their chances for a deep playoff run? Let's all go on record here before we get to the poll result. I would say discouraged. Now, look, I'm encouraged that Joel played through it. I'm very encouraged that they got the 7 seed in the pathway that represents with a very winnable series against the Knicks. But I would lean discouraged because of Joel. John, I know you're going to be encouraged, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Seltzer, where are you?
I'm discouraged. Yeah. Okay. I mean, because Embiid. And because, again, it was that hard to beat the Heat.
Would say this morning you're excited and discouraged.
Exactly. I thought it was super fun. I had a great time last night for most of the, you know, for the second half. And I'm happy they won. And I have the tiniest bit of hope, but I'm discouraged.
I have more than a tiny bit of hope. But, Rhea, are you more encouraged or discouraged based on last night?
I am encouraged, even though the first half was dreadful. But I saw coaching in the and Kyle Lowry. Mm-hmm. That little bit of edge that he gives you. I mean, I know he's older, but just what they did coaching, what they did with Batum, giving him that, you know, he said, I was able to block here a shot because I knew it was coming. They showed it to me during the break. They said, this is the play they like to run right here.
That's good stuff.
I mean, so I'm encouraged because he's there. If Doc's there, I don't think we win that game.
John, I got the poll result here. Do you think more people said encouraged or discouraged? We were 50-50 here.
And I think you're crazy. I think it's going to be 70% encouraged.
55% encouraged.
Man.
45% look at it the other way. All right, let's go. Oh, by the way, the other Twitter poll question is, who would you rather have as the Eagles head coach, Sirianni or Belichick? Where do you think that result came in today, John?
I have no clue because there's so much angst that goes with the Belichick thing. That's going to knock them. So I'm going to say it's close to 50-50.
72% say Nick Sirianni. Imagine that. To the phones we go, Frank in Flower Town. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Frank.
Doing well, Frank.
Hey. First, talk about Belichick. You know how you could just imagine something and you just know it would be awkward? Belichick, Howie, Jeffrey in a room talking about anything seems like that.
No, that's a good call. I have thought about that. It is an odd fit. And the Howie Belichick thing in particular, you know,
I would say
really,
I would describe it as more awkward than taking your cousin to the prom. That's how awkward it would be.
Well, you know,
well done. That's good.
First off, let me say this.
As if.
All right. But I get what you're putting down there, Frankie.
Oh, my.
It was her friend.
It was her friend.
It was the cousin's friend.
Thank you, John. Hi,
what is going on here?
Thank
what
you.
Was that?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right. French Connection. Yes. Anybody yet say Pepe Le Pew?
Has not been said.
Nice.
All right, Frank.
Very nice.
Okay. You got it, my man. Frank, good phone call right there.
It's been a long time since I've thought about Pepe.
It's been a very long time. That is
I really
correct.
Liked Pepe.
Can you do
a
Pepe Pepe impression?
Pepe Le Pew, oui, oui. Mademoiselle.
Not too bad.
All right, so better than not too bad, the way the Phillies started off last night with the bats, one after the other. Let's listen to, now it was the bottom of the first, not technically the start of the game, but after Christopher Sanchez had given up a run, Kyle Schwarber got it right back.
3-2 pitch, swung on, belted. High and deep, right field, that'll tie the game. Long gone for Schwarber, way up into the lower seats in right center. It's his fourth home run of the season, his third leadoff home run of the season. And it's a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the first.
1-1 at that point, but the Phils in the bottom of the first, they weren't done. Matter of fact, they weren't done hitting home runs.
Here's Trey Turner, and the pitch from Feltner is blasted to left, way back and gone. Trey Turner on the very next pitch gives the Phillies the lead. Back-to-back home runs for Schwarber and Turner. And it's 2-1 Phillies.
Good job, obviously, by those guys getting it going, you know, followed by a Boehm RBI hit, a Marsh RBI hit. Phillies had a big lead for most of the game. It got incredibly shaky there in the eighth inning, but they were able to prevail, pull it out. And Jose Alvarado, who I think it's pretty clear, has established himself as the closer of the Phillies. Now, there will be the occasional matchup scenario where they'll use him in the eighth. But for the most part, Jose Alvarado is the closer. And I don't know that it'll stay that way the whole year.
Eight straight scoreless. He's had innings.
He's pitched well. After a bad start, his ERA was high early. Maybe it's still on the little highish end, but he's getting it down, obviously. And it's just harder when, like Aaron Nola, you pitch 6, 7, 8 innings, you can get that ERA down quicker. When a reliever gets blown up in a game,
it can take months.
It can.
Yeah.
It can take months. That's exactly right. All right, Chuck in Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, all. What is Frank ever now? And I was talking to my wife this morning.
what it must have been like when Belichick was trying to culture with Lurie, and Lurie likes his long, verbose answers, and Belichick's giving him four words and then staring at him. Like, what else you got? He developed a talent culture. Belichick, other people have done it. We've had clients that want to come on board. I've told my people no. It's a great client. I said, nope, they don't fit our culture, guys. It'd be nothing but problems. So, you know, it looks good on paper, but I can fully understand that. Anyway, here's a stat that will surprise you. Mm-hmm. Rojas right now is a -1 center fielder in baseball. Now, that will change, of course, but his range is less than last year so far. Who would have thunk it? Now, that will play itself out with more chances, but for right now, Rojas is one of the worst center fielders in baseball. That doesn't make
I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, it doesn't pass the eye test.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's all. You know what? You guys will agree. He isn't getting a good jump on the balls in front of him so far. You've seen a couple drop where the game announcers have said, oh, that ball looks like maybe that should have been caught. Anyway,
I don't know. You know, some of that might have to do with the weather and things like that,
yeah,
too,
it
right?
Does. It sure does. Yeah, it sure does.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's just an innocuous stat. Anyway, you guys were talking about Harper yesterday. He is leading baseball in D WAR and other metrics, which is a tribute to how hard that son of a gun works. I mean, he is just playing phenomenal first base. And then last night, the eighth inning, I think it was Blackman was up, he hit a seed to Harper. Previously, first basemen would have tried to glove that ball. Harper just puts his chest in front of it, lets it bounce. We get the out.
Chuck, you know where he learned that, right? From Buttermaker in the Bad News
Bears.
You're
damn right, to camera.
When Buttermaker's strategy was just get your body in front
get
of the ball, Tanner.
Down,
hey,
yeah.
Tanner, get your body down. Block the ball. All right?
Yep. And he's also making all the scoops.
No, he's playing great today. Hey, Chuck, give me a big answer for a Frenchman.
You know, again, I'm old, but I got to go with this. Popeye Doyle, man.
That's a great answer. Been waiting all show.
All right, my man. Chuck, appreciate
that. That's the lead character of the movie, The French Connection.
How about that? I was waiting for The French Connection the whole bit, but his character instead of movie. Fair enough. Let's go to Josh right now. He's calling from Manayunk. They were probably partying in Manayunk last night with the Sixers win. Good morning, Josh.
It was very loud and vocal. You know, some of the establishments, they were fired up, you know, and obviously we had to sweat out the Phillies. But, yeah, I tell you what, I guess I don't – I agree with you guys. If it wasn't for Nicholas Batum, you know, I mean, how are you leaving him open shot after shot is beyond me. The guy's always been a natural shooter. And it just baffled me last night that they couldn't make the rotation, you know.
Well, but hold on, Josh, to be fair, two things. Number one, when you have players like Embiid and Maxey, other players are going to have open shots. That's what happens. Number two, when a team plays a zone, which Miami played quite a bit last night, you're going to have open shots. I mean, we all know the way to beat a zone is just move the ball to the guy that can get an open shot and make the shot. It's not surprising that Batum had open shots. I mean, that's what happens.
No, that's what he does. That's what he does. That's why, like, when you're constantly making those open shots, Joe, and the game is tight, you've got to adjust. You've got to adjust, you know?
Yeah, but they don't want a single coverage you well. Like The Miami Heat, if it was a seven-game series, would probably live with the strategy, try it again, and hope that Batum goes, you know, 1-for-8 in game two instead of, you know, 6-for-whatever he went last night. I mean, he's not going to do that all the time. I will say one thing he does particularly well with those shots. Tobias is not nearly as good at this element. It's the quick release that in many cases doesn't even involve him bringing the ball down.
Right. Keeps it up.
He keeps it up.
Yeah.
And so it's like the Dan Marino pass. It's just bang, it's out.
It is like that.
It's incredible.
How about that? The Dan Marino pass.
Oh, that was something.
That
man.
Was such a thing.
Oh, it was amazing.
Everyone was trying it out at recess and stuff, trying to do like throw like without taking it back at all. And no one could get it to go more than 5 yards.
Now, to be fair, Josh, the person that shot or threw fastest in human history was Shane in the great book Shane, when he gunned down the bad guy at the end and then lived.
And died.
And lived.
He was dying.
But Shane was a quick on the draw. All right, Josh, give me an answer here. In honor of Nicholas Batum, and let me... Listen, let me play it again, because hopefully we'll have that a lot in the next 2 months. Hopefully there's a couple more games he wins for him. Josh, give me a French connection.
I get it every day. Bacon croissant.
What do you say? Bacon croissant or something, whatever.
We already had a croissant, though.
Yeah, all right. Well, get a better phone. We'll be able to understand you better next time. All right, coming up in 1 minute, a little life advice. Here's some life advice. You want to call in a WIP? Be on a clear line. Not ripping Josh, great caller. Maybe it was bad luck. Coming up, more life advice with the hammer up ahead here in 30 seconds.
Let's talk about my friends at Mount Holly Nissan. Tina Wright, the owner of Mount Holly Nissan, has a motto. Give the customers the right deal at the right price. Like right now, you can lease a new 24 Nissan Sentra for only $259 a month. It is an amazing deal. New Nissans are arriving daily, and they have a great selection of new and pre-owned Nissans to choose from. Minutes from all bridges, Mount Holly Nissan is the right dealership for you. Stop in or visit online at mthollynissan.com. Again, that website is mthollynissan.com. For all lease deals, please see dealer for details.
All right, great to be with you on an exciting morning here this Thursday morning after both the Sixers and Phillies won last night. Sixers will start Saturday night. They are an ever so slight favorite against the New York Knicks, but it is so close that it is basically considered a toss-up from a betting standpoint. But slight. I mean, James, would you call this like a 0.5 favorite in football or like a 0.1 favorite in football?
No, it's like a
half a point.
Sure. It's as close to a pick 'em as you can get because they don't do 0.1 favorites. It is like a 0.2 or a 0.3 favorite. It's like as close as it can
get. It's ridiculous. It really is. All right, let's do some little life advice with the hammer. All right, here's my first life advice within the segment. Nick Nurse, minimize Tobias. All right, I don't care how much he makes. I don't care that he's been a starter for the last 10 years in the NBA and the last 6 years here. Like, I need guys that will...
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
I mean, seriously. Like, the other guys competed. Tobias played. You guys know.
He played while choking too. Holy cow! Some of those shots.
It was
a wide open three,
correct.
And you missed by. It looked like 4 feet.
It was really bad. It was so. I need more of you know.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their f-ing chest.
And listen, Oubre does. Lowry does. I need Heald to give me more of that, but we'll see. All right, life advice, James, what do we got today?
I also have a little life advice. Don't listen to me when it comes to what French means, because je ne sais quoi means I don't know what, a certain I don't know what, and I said it means joy of life. I was thinking of joie de vie. Bad job by me there. So.
How many people
bad
got
job by me. A few.
A few hundred?
A few let me. Not as many as 100, but yeah. I apologize. I don't know French. I will never do that again.
All right,
let's get to helping Julie.
But can I just say this?
Yes.
And John will know this. Rhea will not know this. Mm-hmm. Not your worst confusion of what something means in the history of shows we've done together.
Oh, yeah, wow.
James said something on the air one time that was so unbelievable.
And I've only heard about this.
Yeah, Spike Eskin deemed
I thought you were talking about the geography issue. Yeah, that was way worse. Like, nothing was ever clear. It's the worst ever.
This is like an urban legend. Yeah.
Let me try to...
It was so bad. It was so bad.
Let me try to frame.
Okay.
and I got to be careful in how I present this.
Don't be careful here.
So the whole idea of walking down the street and a man, you know, to be a gentleman, walk closest to the car to protect the lady that you're walking with. James somehow that got that conflicted with, how do we put this here,
James? We don't put it. With a different word that has absolutely nothing to do with that.
I'm confused.
And is not a word that should be said on radio. And I think that's the best we could
do. All right, fair enough. We'll move on. James, don't say that again. Let's get to some word life advice. What do we got?
All right, we're going to have Julia.
Someone asked me on the street. I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah, ask off the air.
Off the air.
I'll tell you off the air, too. Yeah. All right, this is from Julie. She says, hey, Hammer, I love my job. It invigorates me, and I never wake up unhappy to go to work. However, I keep getting passed over for a promotion that I clearly deserve. There have been two people promoted ahead of me. Both have been here significantly shorter than me, and I actually even trained one of them. My bosses always give me positive reinforcement when I ask and say I'm doing a great job, but their actions speak louder than words. I've asked about the promotions and been told by my bosses that I'm doing a good job and to keep doing what I'm doing, but it's impossible to not get frustrated. Again, the most important thing is that I love my job and I don't want to leave. I don't even really want to threaten leaving, but obviously I'm annoyed. What should I do, Ham?
Well, look, a lot of people have been in this spot. I've been in that spot, actually. So I'll say a few things here. Number one, I think you should open your mind up to leaving. Look, it's your choice. If you want to stay, stay. But I don't think it's advisable if it continues for, you know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. So I think you should start getting your mind open to the possibility of leaving. Any number of things could be going on here. Obviously, I think you said, James, it's Julie.
Julie is
okay,
her name,
so
yes.
Could it be a sexist situation? Sure, it could be a sexist situation. Hopefully it's not. You know, try to figure out if there's some discrimination there going on. But it may be something as simple as the other people are better at what is they're being hired for than at least your bosses perceive you to be. I mean, maybe they are better. Maybe here's another possibility. Maybe you're really, 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 really good at what you do, and your bosses value you at being really, 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 really good at what you do. Sometimes people get stuck where they are because you make your boss's job easier doing what you do.
I've been in that situation.
You probably are in that situation.
I know.
Right?
A little bit.
Is that fair?
In a way. In a way.
In a way. Like, James, you could be hosting a show 5 days a week. So, you know, look, Julie, you got to discern the full picture. It's not easy, but, you know, do your best to try to evaluate the full scope of things. Maybe you do need to get something better at something that the job is being hired for. I can't answer that. Don't know. But
I do. She says she's talked to her boss a few times. Make sure that message with the boss is getting across that you are interested.
Really good point, John.
I agree. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
All right. That's a little life
advice.
Make
it very clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little life advice on this Thursday morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Up ahead, time's yours and a lot more after a great night with the Sixers last night. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, where obviously you can bet the NBA playoffs the whole way. Now, another game tonight, that one out west. One more back in the east tomorrow. NBA playoffs obviously upon us. It's going to be Philadelphia, New York in a couple days. Find the bet or bets that work with you for you within any of these games and lock in with FanDuel Sportsbook the entire NBA playoffs. Right now, this is a great deal. New customers that bet with FanDuel Sportsbook can play their way into $150. And this is unique and amazing. Just place a $5 bet, $5 bet, and you will get $150 in bonus bets whether you win or lose that $5 bet. And I emphasize lose because, you know, you could lose, but think of it this way. If you lose the bet, you still win $150 in bonus bets that you can then use. So an incredible, what I'd call win-win, lock it in with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer to bet the NBA playoffs, any of the sports, any of the games with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.